warm bed, but other than that, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well. Just sitting here defrosting this morning.
Fuck, and it said it was 29 degrees this morning. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, it's calling it 25 over here.
For some reason, I had it in my mind it was warming up a little bit, and I guess I was wrong.
Nice afternoon, maybe about 55 this afternoon.
Late today, it'll probably cool back off. I won't even get to enjoy any of it. Shoot, I don't think I'll be walking out of the plant until 7. Unfortunately, but it is what it is.
Those days, we used to at the old place, they worked 7 to 7 every day.
I really don't mind working later or whatnot. I just wish I didn't have to get up so early to be at work by 6 o'clock. I can't stand getting up early in the morning.
I said, I'm a morning person. I can get up and get in there for 3 o'clock if you need me to be. And that, but, man, when the sun goes down, I'm ready.
All right, Al. That's why coffee was such a huge thing for me once I started drinking it. Now I'm on decaf, so I'm barely functioning in the morning.
I have a pot before I leave the house, and then I'm usually good for the rest of the day.
I drink it first thing in the morning. It's crazy. I used to work with a guy. He'd drink black coffee. He'd leave it in his car, and he would finish his cup of coffee once he got out of work that day. I thought that was the craziest thing in the world.
I can't do cold coffee. Yeah, not even those flavored ones and that. I like it hot.
Have you ever looked at Black Rifle Coffee? Have you ever tried that out?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
We ordered some for ourselves in Christmas, me and the wife did. And it was really neat because Black Rifle will, I guess, I don't know if it was just then or something they do all the time. I know they donate, but we were able to pick out which branch of the military we wanted to send, the same kind of coffee to. I thought that was really neat. And they had posted photos either on Facebook or something a few days ago showing them delivering the coffee, you know, big boxes of Black Rifle coffee to the military.
You get a twofer out of it, right?
They were, maybe it was because it was Christmas time, they were doing more, but for every bag you bought, they donated one bag to the military, whichever branch you chose.
But they do that.
Go back and buy more, but they got all kinds of flavors, like, shoot, the one we got now supposedly has like a smoky flavor or something to it. I don't know about all that, but it tastes really good.
Usually I just am drinking the cheap stuff and that. We got one of them Keurigs, but I rarely use any of those K-Cups.
K-Cups, I always feel like they're a lot weaker, but you can do the Black Rifle and K-Cups, but they also got like just regular ground coffee, which is what I use. But usually I'll break it out on like the weekends or something, like when I get up on Saturday morning, I might have a cup of Black Rifle. I don't know, just something to do.
I have the little load your own K-Cups that I use, and I'll put some kind of, you know, Folgers or Mackles, well, House or something like that in it.
Do that for a while, and shoot, now either I'll just set the timer on the coffee pot and have me some coffee going in the mornings, but yeah, I enjoyed that. It's just always just a little bit weaker. So I like the coffee brewed more than I do like the K-Cups.
The best coffee's in an old-time percolator, like on a camp stove.
The best coffee. Golly, I don't, it could be because you're camping. I don't know what it is, but I've done that a couple times. I love some percolated coffee. Never heard of putting salt in it.
Oh man, you should try it. It makes it really good.
Out sometime. I've heard of, you ever heard of cowboy coffee, which is basically percolated coffee, but it's got the grounds in the bottom of it.
I've never tried it exactly like that, but an old camp kettle, you know what I mean? It pretty much tries to do it anyway.
It time I've used mine, I'm always going to have grounds in it. But there was some guy I used to watch on YouTube. He'd like cook on a old cast iron stove. He's out in Texas or something like that. And they showed how to do cowboy coffee. And I don't know. It's just phenomenal whenever you do it on a percolator or cook it over a stove or something.
I've had, we were camping down at Stowe Beach. And the water down there is kind of salty anyway. And that, man, it made the best coffee.
I've never heard of putting salt in coffee.
That's the shooting star I think I saw just now.
Cool. I need to, if it wasn't so cold, I got two telescopes and I ain't busted out either one of them except for the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn.
About a 30 power spotted scope.
I'm going to get one of them go-tos, which is you just tell it what you want to look at and it'll line it up and keep it centered.
That's fun out of it, doesn't it?
Probably a little bit, but if you wanted to do any astrophotography, you would want that.
That would be beneficial.
It's, I think it's a 10-inch tube. And this thing's like 5 foot tall, and then it's got this big, huge base on it. I mean, that thing, it does really well. But, man, it's a pain to lug. Usually I got the whole family helping me lug it out of the house.
At the space station when it was flying over.
CEF or ID? Yeah, I mean, I always think about it, but usually not anytime it's passing over. Because, I mean, you really got to be ready for it once it passes because it's so quick.
And it's like maybe 3 or 4 minutes max, KN4TFW.
Catch it like, if you can catch it passing in front of the moon, I've seen sun pictures. Those are pretty neat. I'd have to throw my filter on it, but I'd like to do that. I've just never tried for it. So I'm going to get one of those, they call them go-to telescopes, but then she says I have to get rid of some of my other ones. I don't know about that.
Should never get rid of one. You can pass it on, you know, I mean, when the kids get older or something. Hey, when you're on HF, do you have a set of headphones?
Usually that's like Saturday, you know, like if the wife's still asleep, I usually bust out. I got a little set of headphones, and then I got some headphones that I'll use. So either one or the other I do have, which is pretty good for just whenever I'm listening to parts, trying to pick them out of the noise a little bit. But like I said, I tried a little bit last night, but I really wasn't hearing a whole lot of people.
Get on tonight and then see what they can do. Well, parts on the air in the evening time, they get different points and stuff for doing it after certain hours. I think we doubled. Go ahead.
Depends on what time I get home tonight since I'm coming in late. So I know it'll be 7 before I get home and I eat supper and whatnot. So, I mean, but I'll be up. But, you know, we can see. If you want, I can text you once I get settled down.
They have a night, I don't want to say a night shift parks, but it's kind of like a night shift parks where they get different points for doing it after certain hours.
Last night, I was on the Parks on the Air. There was only like 5 or 6 or something like that. And I wasn't really hearing anyone. Some dude up in Maryland, which is, you know, kind of hit or miss sometimes. And there was a couple in South Carolina, but usually I cannot hear them if they're on 40 or 80.
South Carolina's got to be over by, either got to be over by Florence or down in Charleston or something like that. I know when I check into the net or whatever, sometimes on 80, and the operators down there out of Charleston, they get a good, you know, a good signal.
Means you just get a good enough bounce off of it. All right, Ken, I'm in the parking lot. I need to head on into work. 7-3s to you. I hope you have a great day. If I don't holler at you this evening, I'll try to text you once I get settled in at home. Try not to go I probably won't text you later tonight, like 8 o'clock or something. But if I get settled in before then, I'll text you.
Yeah, I'm usually turning in about 8:30, something like that. So, but yeah, the wife's off, so I don't know how busy I'll be. But all right, but 73, you have a good day, Annette, and I hope to catch you in the morning. I gotta stop here in a minute and get some fuel, or I'll run out tonight on the way home. KN4TFW.
We'll catch you on the radio. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.